This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we studied what I called the cosmic Christmas story found in Revelation 12. You will recall that when Jesus was born, there were wise men from the east who discerned that a king had been born, and they came to do homage to him. They were not awestruck when they looked at the Christ child lying in the manger, but they humbly worshipped him. Herod was afraid, not because he understood who the child born to be a king really was, but his fear would have been justified had he really known. Even during Christ's life here on earth, it was not evident to the throngs who he really was. Even the authorities didn't comprehend. Remember Pilate's inquiry as Jesus stood before him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Later he asked rhetorically, "You are a king then." Jesus replied, "You are right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." This is found in John 18. Jesus knew who he was. Pilate put a plaque over Jesus on the cross, which read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." That was true, but he was more than the King of the Jews. Listen to his title as found in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 14. He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. During this Christmas season, worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is worthy of our praise. And if you've never bowed before him and asked him to be the Lord and King of your life, why not do it today? You'll never regret it. And if you do, let me know. Lud Goltz at AOL.com.